at the NAMA Trends in Agriculture Conference. I'm speaking to one of our Professional Development Awards of Excellence winners, Scott McClure, and this is in the area of marketing communications. First of all, Scott, before we talk about the award, tell me what you're doing.
Well, I'm the group leader for agriculture at the Brighton Agency in St. Louis. In that role, I get to work with a variety of ag clients, including Monsanto. In particular, they're a southern cotton business. But again, I'm just honored to receive this award. It's great to work with a smart, energetic, sometimes crazy team at Brighton for clients whom I deeply respect and who respect strategic thinking in an industry that's has the noble objective of feeding and clothing the world.
What do you think or how do you feel about receiving this award?
Well, I'm obviously very honored and humbled. It came as a surprise. My team put together the nomination unbeknownst to me, but I was walking around the Farm Progress show when I got this award, and I thought, just how lucky I am to win an award for getting the chance to do what I do every day in this great industry and with this great organization. And it kind of made me think back 30 years ago when I was a young reporter in a bureau for the commercial appeal in the Jonesboro, Arkansas newspaper office. And I got a call one day from a guy named Bill Magnamy. He was the publisher of Farm Press Publications. I thought he said Foreign Press Publications. Had no idea where I would be living or what I'd be doing. Then I interviewed in Clarksville, Mississippi, the heart of the Delta, and got a lot better idea of the objective ahead. Now, I took that job. Agriculture became my career, and I've never looked back and never regretted that decision.
Well, we're talking about ag in a globally local world here. How does that apply to what you're doing in marketing communications today?
Well, it's no doubt that our industry is changing. It's inherent on us, if we're going to be successful, to understand what information the farmer needs, when he's going to receive that information, how he wants to get that information. I think the interactive realm is changing and has to change the way we think. We know that farmer, the way he consumes media is changing. So again, if we're going to reach that farmer with our message for our clients, we have to know how he wants it, when he wants it, and where he wants to get it. If we can achieve that, I think we'll be successful.
Good thoughts, and I echo those very much. So here from the NAMA Trends in Ag Conference, I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.